My name's Josh.
My name's Ethan.
And we're part of the Saturday Gateway Radio Club.
Yes, alright.
Today is Mayfest in Basildon Town Centre.
We interviewed some people earlier today.
This is what they told us.
Also, what we do, we at the moment we're giving out leaflets and we're helping people join, give recruits, and it's a good organisation, a good thing to get into, change an experience and for the entire life really. As a uniform, it's just to show what we're wearing, the Army Cadet Force, being tactical, etc. stuff like that. They could find us in Basildon Town Centre near Primark. We have a stand there. If you'd like to see the adult instructors there, that'd be great.
So we're Basildon and Thurrock branch. We're based in Little Lullaway, off Great Knightley's. We're here today just promoting the service. So we are Basildon's local branch. We also service Billericay, Thurrock and Grays. We provide emotional support via telephone, via SMS, via email and face-to-face as well if anyone pops in to our branch. We're here today just to let people know where we are, raise awareness of what we do, let them know they can talk to us anytime, whatever they're worrying about. You don't have to be suicidal to talk to us, but we are trained to deal with difficult feelings, including those of suicide. We're completely run, our branch is completely run by volunteers. None of us are paid to do what we do, and we're not being paid to be here either. We're just passionate about what we do and looking to get the word out there to people. We now have a free call number, 116 123. That's free from landline and from mobile phones. You can also email joe@samaritans.org. And we have volunteers answering the phone 24/7, and a volunteer will answer all emails that are received as well. So we're based right in the centre of Basildon town. We are opposite Nationwide, near WH Smith and Boots. We just have a little store and we have some volunteers here today. We're more than happy to tell people about what we do and how they can contact us.
We're called Only Cows Carry Weapons Awareness. We are an anti-knife crime charity. We go into schools and educate children on weapons awareness, gang culture, drugs and alcohol and bullying. We also carry out workshops for teachers and parents. And our main aim is to get weapons awareness onto the curriculum. And we do our best to raise as much awareness surrounding knife crime as we can. The charity was set up, our chief executive, Caroline Shearer, son Jay Whitston was sadly murdered at a house party in 2012. He was stabbed in the chest and lost his life. Caroline researched and looked into the curriculum and realised that education in schools were given to children as young as seven in regards to sex education, road safety, stranger danger, but there was nothing on the curriculum surrounding weapons awareness. So we have, and Caroline has tirelessly campaigned to ensure that we can go into schools and offer these workshops on weapons and gang culture, drugs and alcohol and bullying to try and stop and prevent what happened to Jay happening to any other of the local children. The office, the main office is located in Clacton in Essex, but we work all around Essex and London and Suffolk. We have a website that can be accessed at onlycowerscarry.org. And that will have all the information on about us and what it is that we do, all the programmes that we offer and all the projects that we're working on at the moment.
Now we're volunteers for the East of England Ambulance Service. We respond to 999 calls, so if you ever have to ring 999, we live in the local area, so we're the Basildon group. If you had an emergency situation, we would actually get called if we're on duty. We do it in our own time, and we would actually support paramedics and ambulance crews with saving someone's life. So we're currently obviously looking for funds, we're looking for members, people to, so we can have we have a first aid kit, we have a full defibrillator and oxygen, and essentially we want to try and have someone on all the time, so if there was ever an emergency, someone could try and save your life. So we have our website, which is www.easy58.co.uk, that's our group call sign. Go on there, you can find out more information about it. It's central for the East of England, but we have groups everywhere. So we obviously are Basildon, but essentially we have groups in Wickford, Billericay, everywhere. But yeah, that's what we do.
May I ask you,
Going for about 10 years. It's always, the groups grow, so I'm not sure how many responders we've got in Essex, but essentially we, there's some like Stanford have about 15 members at the minute, but essentially there's a group pretty much in every town now, and they grow, you know, we try and grow as many groups as we can. So as I say, it's an emergency thing. We're on, so if you call 999, if we're on duty, our call sign appears, and then they will dispatch us at the same time.
Right.
But yeah, anyone can be a responder. It's fulfilling, you never know. But you know, it's, as I say, it's voluntary. You have your own time, and you might save someone's life. We have training, consists of a weekend and then a day for assessment. But you have refreshers every year and then whatever. But it's all good. But you go, I mean, I had a ride out the other week with a paramedic and fall for a full shift, which was fantastic. So it's really, really good. But yeah, that's what we do. And yeah, all the training's provided, and you go out with other group members when you first start. We don't chuck you in the deep end, and you hopefully save someone's life. That's the plan.
We're here today to promote Essex Library Service, trying to encourage people who haven't joined to join the library. You can join a library and use your ticket in any library in Essex. You can take 14 items out at one time, and that will include books, CDs, DVDs. DVDs are £1.50 for a week. And e-books, yeah, they're all available online. You can go onto our website and order books, whether they're e-books or otherwise. Sorry, I don't know what else to say.
Why do you think it's a good thing for young people who are teenagers to keep on reading? What's the benefit for actually having a physical book in your hand, do you think?
Right, well, apart from the fact of the cost of books, especially if they're fact books, you can borrow a book and have it for 3 weeks. If we haven't got it in our actual library, we can perhaps borrow it from another library. And the sheer enjoyment of reading a book and having it in your hand can just take you off into another world. And I think there's nothing better than book in your hand and reading it.
If you don't have any idea, if you've got no particular idea of what sort of book you like, but you just fancy doing something that's quiet and in a corner and you find booked, are you able to, as a librarian, suggest a book for a young person?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, can't say that they'll like my suggestions, but I've read so many books that, you know, that I've enjoyed or not. I'm quite happy to make suggestions to anybody about a book.
If people want to support the library, how can they do that? Are you appealing for volunteers?
We're always looking for volunteers, either for our baby and toddler sessions, for home library service, to visit people who can't get out and choose their own books. We have IT buddies who help people. Sorry, that's my phone going off. Who help people get onto the computer, learn how to use emails, different things like that. So yeah, we're always looking for volunteers in every library in Essex, not just locally in Basildon.
So really, you're not just physical books, you're all sorts of information. So you're an information exchange centre now.
Yeah, we've got computers at the library that you can use free of charge anyway. All you'd pay for is if you were printing anything out. You just come in, use your library ticket, log on to the computers, and you can spend originally an hour, but as long as the libraries aren't very busy, you can extend that time.
Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Sorry. When you ask me questions, and it will start on this. Okay, during the summer holidays, and it will start on the 16th of July, Essex Libraries will be doing their summer reading challenge, which they do every year. This year it's called the Big Friendly Read, and we'd love everybody to come and join. You have to read 6 books during the summer holidays, and each time you bring a book back, you get a sticker. When you've done 6, you get a medal straight away, and you'll get a certificate. So we'd love everybody to join, because it's a really exciting experience. Okay, thank you.